Matthew 17, we'll start with verse 19. It says, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth out not out but by prayer and fasting. Praise God. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. In other words, he was talking to the ones that were standing there. A lot of them had already rejected him. They rejected the word, and he was talking to the disciples because Jesus did many miracles, and they was concerned why they couldn't do this. And while they was there, they saw all of what Jesus did, because when he cast the devil out of this one they call a lunatic, when he cast the devil out of them, then the disciples said, well, why couldn't we do this? The man's son, or the son, the father of the son, brought his son to the disciples. And the Bible said they could not cure him. That's why he went to Jesus. He said, I took him to your disciples. He said, but they couldn't cure him. So I'm coming to you. Because as far as I've known, and far as I've in it, and everything that I have heard in the past, that the miracles that you've done, that you also incorporated them in your disciples. So the disciples come to him and say, why can't we do this? Jesus said, because of your unbelief, or because of little faith, or littleness of faith. Sometimes we sit here and we believe God. We know God. We done tried God in different measures. But sometimes when it comes to seem like the hard things, we can't trust God all of a sudden. Sometimes we have to be put into a situation where there's nothing left but faith in God. Because of God's mercy and because of his grace, God sometimes just shove us over the edge. Because he have mercy and he have grace and his love for us. In order for us to receive what he done already laid down that we're supposed to receive. He said, you can't do this because of your unbelief. Only kind of your unbelief. Only kind of people stand there, only kind of you rejected me, y'all, you rejected the word. When we fail to trust God, it's the same as you are rejecting Jesus. That's hard to say, but that's all it amounts to. Because if I don't believe the word in my circumstances, in my situation, if I don't have faith in God, it's the same as I'm rejecting him. See, faith or belief, which is faith, don't have anything to do with your circumstances, your situation. It don't line up with your problem. It don't line up with your feeling. It don't line up with condition. Faith lines up with possibility. Jesus said, if I can only believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Faith is waiting on you to make up your mind, waiting on us to make up our mind in every circumstance, every situation that we fail. God has enabled us to have a victory. I don't know about you, but I don't like to be down. I don't, and I got a bad habit about making mistakes. I don't like to make mistakes. I get frustrated. I'll be working on a job and I make a mistake on a piece of paper on the computer. You know, they be out there, they be trying to preserve paper and save. You know how everybody's saving these days since the economy that been for 10 or 12 years. It ain't just now started. So they trying to preserve the paper. But I make a mistake. And I told you before that I'm one of them military guys. I'm strictly neat. I mean, I like order. So if I make a mistake and the computer running, I throw that piece of paper away and start all over again. It doesn't make any... See, we can't be perfect in this thing. But if we have faith in God, the perfection of God will work in our lives. And God said he will never leave us in any situation or circumstances that we encounter that come into our life. Why? Because he done already gave us the power and the authority over all the power of the enemy. And all we got to do is cast them from us. He said, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith. If putting the emphasis on, it's a hypothetical thing, but possible, condition, contingent on circumstances. The disciples here, they were, the rabbis, they were good at being skilled. What you mean by being skilled? There are certain things that you're able to do because of your past experience, because of your knowledge, because of that wisdom that you had by going through that circumstance, that you have the ability to solve it. For instance, one thing, if you don't like somebody and you hate somebody and you think they done said something about you, you have the ability to solve that. The Bible says that a soft answer will turn away wrath. You had to see these rabbis, they was good at this thing. You know, they could pray, lay hands on you. The doctor's good at what he's do. He can cut on you till the cows come home and you still got cancer. But he's skilled. Like when my back went out on me. Went to the doctor, had me in that emergency room all night. Got me through all kind of tests. I'm sitting there with my leg hanging out like this, couldn't move it. After being so long, you know, I was praying all the time. And after a while, my leg got better. But the doctor came back and told me, he all excited. You got a ruptured disc. And it's got to be operated on right away. And I'm looking at him, I said, is he crazy? Because you know what I'm thinking is, he talking about cutting me now? At least give me a chance to think about it. He said, no, I'll see you 10 o'clock in the morning. Over at the big hospital, I was down in Fairlane. I said, okay, doctor. Got my coat on, my hat, me and my wife, we went home. I don't know whether we was working or not. I think I went to work the next day or something like that. Anyway, I didn't go to that doctor at 10 o'clock. Why? Because I was shoved over the edge. Let me tell you how I was shoved over the edge. I used to moonlight in the hospital being a circulatory nurse in the operating room. So I seen all kind of things being operated on. I seen open heart surgery. I'm there looking at it. They got the man's heart laying over here on a table and it's beating and carrying on, and they got the pumps over here with his blood in the pumps running through the pumps back to the heart while they going there repair a vein. I done seen kids come in with stuff in their ears and they had to go down there and get it out. I was the circulatory nurse, I had to scrub down like the doctors, and then I had to hand them their instruments from a tray in a certain area. I couldn't go into the real sterile area, but I was there to hand them extra instruments. But sometime when it was in the evening time or in the night time or on a weekend when they had an emergency, they would call my house because they wanted to get a team of people in there to work. So I would go in there, and the doctor tell me, he said, well, nurse ain't got here yet, so you scrub. I said, I don't know nothing about that stuff, doctor. He said, you scrub, I'll tell you what to do. So we scrub together, and we go, and I go, now I'm into the sterile area. And he in there operating on a man's back. Cut that man's back open. I mean, he cut him from Adam's apple to you know where. And made a door and just laid him over. And then he started talking about all the nerves that was back there running down your spine. And when I saw all of that, I saw back surgery, I saw open heart, I saw hernia surgery, I saw thoracic surgery where they open your chest up and take your lungs out and all this stuff. I saw people coming there with cancer, their tongue hanging down on their chest and they cut the tongue out. I seen people had cancer in their eyes and they take the whole eye out. I seen people who had to wear those bags. Whether you had to urinate or whether you had to go the other way, they had a bag that you should wear. Why? Because they put it on the side so they can repair the inside. Then you had to wait till it healed. Then you had to go back for surgery again. They cut you open and hooked you back up. I seen all of this stuff. So when that doctor told me that I needed an operation, now this old boy, you're not cutting me. Because I'm going to believe the one that just saved me. And his name is Jesus. See, if God can save you by the power of his salvation, God can do any other thing for you that you have need of. All you got to do is believe and it shall be done. You believe and the impossibility become a possibility. Glory to God. You believe and the manifestation of God will show up in your life. All you got to do is stand on his word and waver not to the right or to the left, but believe God and have faith in God, the one who saved you. He can heal you. He can deliver you. He can set you free. He can build you up. Glory to God. He can bless you. Glory to God. He can make you happy. He can fill you up with joy. He can give you the peace that you don't understand why you got this peace. I'm talking about a great God, a God that's all power in the head. God is all power in heaven and earth. That God, that's the one I'm talking about tonight. Hallelujah. He says, you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Grain of mustard seed. Y'all know how small that is. Now, we look at that as, that's not much faith. It's too small. Let me put it another way. All you need is faith, the measure that God gave you. Now, you want to make it big, you can make it big. I don't like to go on that. I got to have big faith to do this. No, I just got to have the faith of God. It's like I had when they wanted to cut on me. I said, well, God, if you don't heal me, I'm a cripple. Because they are not cutting on me. I seen that doctor open that back up, go down there, and the man ain't never been the same since. You ain't cutting me. If Jesus can't heal me, I won't be healed. Sometimes we got to be pushed over the edge to have faith in God. God will put you in the most precarious situation. See, you think he put you in some of the little nice trials, you know, that maybe you can pay. But God's going to put you to a test. Amen. All of his trials is a test. Amen. When the doctor done come into your room and say, well, I done all I can do for you. When he done used all of his skill and all of his ability. And he tell you, I can't do no more. And you only, I hate to tell you this news, but you only got 3 more days. And all the time you've been dying for months. And he come in there to tell you, you ain't got but 3 more days. That's when you need to turn to Jesus. That's the kind of faith that will push you over the edge. Where you'll believe God. See, we are tried as by fire. This ain't no easy thing. Everybody think it's easy. The blessing of God gonna come up on me. It ain't easy. That's why God, when we back our wagon up to God, he don't fill it up because he wants to test us first. But we want the good stuff. Well, let me tell you something. There's only one good, and that's God. He's got all the good stuff. But all we got to do is line ourselves up with God, with his faith. We got to have the right mind. The right thoughts have got to come into our mind. His thoughts, his ways, his strength, his might, his direction. We got to look for this. We can only find it by faith. You ain't going to get nothing from God unless you use some faith. You can call it a mustard seed. You can call it a mountain faith. But when you believe God, and I believe God, I don't know what it was. When I told the doctor, you know, I said, okay, thank you, doctor. You know, I was at peace. I don't know what my wife was thinking, but I'm pretty sure I told her on the way back home. It's been a lot of years now. I'm pretty sure I told her on the way on back home that your husband ain't going to get cut. No, it's where I'm going to get cut is some jitterbug jump out of the bushes and cut me with his knife. But that's the only way I'm going to get cut. And I ain't got to worry about that because God is my protector. God will protect you in the midst of your storm. God will keep you in the midst of your problem. Glory to God. Don't make any difference. You might have cancer for 6 months. Glory to God. But Jesus, when he's coming and touching you by his power, he's right on time. And 6 months, glory to God, seem like right now. Glory to God. Why? Because God will deliver you so that he can be glorified in your body and in the earth. Hallelujah. He said, if you got this mustard seed faith, you can say unto that mountain, remove hence to yonder place. Yonder. Remove. It means remove. Like from when you speak unto this thing, it's moving. It departs from the one who's speaking. When Jesus spoke unto that demon, glory to God, it came up out of that man. Because the words of power. The words of authority. Can't see the words, but they're full of power and they're full of might. Yonder place is a non-specific place. It ain't no specific place. It's a non-specific place or location. So if you got the word of God on the inside of you, you got that seed of faith on the inside of you, you can say unto yonder mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Or you can say what he said in the book of Luke. He spoke unto that sycamine tree. He said, be thou plucked up and cast into the sea. Glory to God. Why will it move? It will manifest itself by the power of God. Because when you speak with the power of God and the authority and power of God, the Bible said that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess, and every eye gonna behold the glory of God, and gonna behold his manifestation, and gonna behold his power, and then they're gonna know that he is God in your life, glory to God. And then they're gonna come to that light, and you are that light, glory to God, full of God's power, full of his might, and God wants us to display his power and his might in this earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yonder. Move from the one that's talking. Move from the speaker. You and I, we are speakers for God. We are his voice. God, every time we open our mouth up, believing God, the anointing will anoint our lips and tell us what to say. So you ain't got to wonder about what to say. All we got to do is believe. All we got to do is hold fast to that faith. He said, spoke unto that tree, he said, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall what? Be impossible unto you if you believe God, if you have faith in his word, if you stand on that word, glory to God, against all odds, the door is closed and don't seem to be no door there, but if you stand on the word of God, God will open up a door after door after door, and you can walk straight and upright before oh God, and you can have the victory in your life. You can have the peace that you need and the joy that you're looking for. Glory to God. People are running all over looking for joy, but they're looking in the wrong direction. Glory to God. The Bible said they that keep their mind stayed up on him will have perfect peace. If you got perfect peace, you got some joy. Glory to God. If you got some peace, glory to God, you got power. If you got peace, you got strength. Glory to God. If you got peace, you can walk upright before God, and nothing shall by any means hurt you or harm you. Hallelujah. He said, howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Prayer. Personal relationship with God. Personal fellowship with God. Prayer links us to God, like Jesus linked to the Father. Prayer take you places that you think you couldn't go. That's why you need to pray. We was on our way to church tonight and picked up our niece, and we was talking about a thing they seen on television about how people do things to your food when you eat. And I told them, I said, that's why I pray. For I eat a bite. I pray for I eat a bite. I ain't trusting nothing. And let me tell you something. When you pray, it covers your plate, the food on the plate, the fork and the spoon that you're eating with. It covers your stomach. So I pray, because I don't know about y'all, but I don't like to be sick. That ain't my bag. I don't know. I don't get sick. I'd rather be well so I can praise God. But you know you can praise him while you're sick? Don't you know nothing? The Bible says nothing is impossible. You can praise God while you're sick. That's what I was doing when the doctor told me your back got to be opened up. He didn't know. He was late. I had already prayed. And I was chuckling on the inside. See, my mind was made up. When you have faith in God, you have a made up mind. When you have faith in God, I mean, when you stand on that word, can't nothing change your direction. Can't nothing change your mind. I don't care how much the enemy thereafter come against you. Once you make up your mind to have faith in God and stand on that word, the enemy can't change your mind. He can't knock you over, glory. He can't get in your way, glory to God. He can't stop your victory, glory to God. He can't stop your praise. He can't stop your peace. He can't stop your joy. Why? Because you made up your mind that I'm going to stand on God's word until hell freezes over, glory to God. I'm going to stand while it costs me my life, glory to God. I'm going to stand on his word. I don't care how it looks, glory to God. It may look gloomy and I can't see my way. I don't have to see my way because Jesus is the way. He is the truth and the life. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Turn over to John 20. I'm closing. Chapter 20. Verse 30. John 20 and 30. It says, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. He said, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life, what? Through his name. That you might have life. Jesus just got through telling them, just got through telling them about the demons cast out of the man, and the demons come back and found the house empty and all this stuff, and he brought back some more of them, and they all got up in there, and they had a time in that body. See, you can't leave yourself unclean. I'm going to put it that way. What I mean by that, I mean you just can't leave yourself open. When you don't study to show yourself approved, you leave yourself open. When you don't praise God, when you don't lift him up in the service, you're leaving yourself open. When you don't have prayer in your house, when you don't pray over your food, when you don't ask God, when you don't, if, I don't know what, whatever time you have your prayer hour with God, if you don't take that hour, then you're leaving yourself open. And it's not to the word of God. You're leaving yourself open to them demons that Jesus cast out. To that mindset. You're leaving yourself open to your own self. And then you're going to start reasoning. And then you're going to start imagining. And then you're going to start talking. And then you're going to start doing. And when you look around, you're going to be in a ditch so deep that you're going to call on Jesus. That's why God had to push us over the edge sometimes so that we can have faith in God. When we get in trouble, we got to have faith to get out of trouble. When we out of trouble, glory to God, we got to have faith for the next victory we're going to go through, glory to God. Why? Because God is the author and the finish of our faith. And everything that we have need of, God has already supplied that need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It said, but these are really what? These signs, these wonders. Jesus did those in the presence of the disciples so that they could believe. When Jesus died and he came back, and the first, and you know, he had to prove who he was to his disciples. And no doubt in Thomas there. Thomas said, I ain't going to believe nothing till I see the nail scarred hands and the feet. Till I see that wound in his side. If I don't see anything, I ain't going to believe him. So Jesus told him, hey, come here. He said, look at my hands. Take my hands. He said, better yet, take your hand and thrust it in my side. And when Thomas did that, he said, Lord, I believe. Jesus told him, he said, you only believe because you saw it. You only believe because you felt it. He said, but those that have not seen this, what you have seen, and done this, what you have done, he said, because they believe, it's going to be done unto them. Glory to God. We haven't seen God, but we can feel him by the touching of our infirmities. Glory to God. And we can feel him by his spirit. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but when you feel God, I was talking to Sister Metcalf. I said, he's like honey in a honeycomb. Glory to God. You can feel God. You can sense God. He's like the dew in the morning. Glory to God. He's the rising sun. He's the lily of the valley. The bright in the morning star. Glory to God. He's that bridge over that cup of water that we're going to go through every day. He's the rock in that weary land that we're going to have to travel a long life pathway. Jesus is our all in all. He is the King of kings and the Lord of love. He is our power. He is our strength. He is our everything. And nothing is impossible unto you and I. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this right here. This caught my eye. He says, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is Christ, or the Messiah. He said, Christ, the Son of God. Being the Son of God, that means that he was heir to all things, invested in all power in him. Resurrection and the life that raised the dead, got up himself. That life, that Zoe life, that life in all its manifestation, it's life in activity. So if we being the sons of God, then that means that you and I, we are joint heirs to all things. Joint heir to all his power. Joint heir, to the resurrection and the life. That life that comes down from God to the lowest vegetable. That life in all of its manifestation. So that means that we are heir to all of his manifestation. So that means that I can. So therefore, you can speak unto your circumstance and your situation that yonder mountain and tell it to be removed and cast into the sea of forgetfulness by God. Because God done paid the price. He done paid the way. He done made the way, glory to God. And all we got to do is have faith in God, and God will surely come to our rescue. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. Glory to God. Whew. I saw that. I said, my God, I'm a joint heir to all things. Just like the Son. Joint heir. Glory to God. Well, that means I don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about anything. Worry gonna come your way. It's part of life. It's part of the garden. The situation that happened in the garden. Worry and all that stuff. That's part of it. But that happened by one man, but God sent another man, his son, heir to all things, so that we could be free. Glory to God. You're going to have a garden experience. You're going to worry. You're going to fall down. You ain't perfect. Quit trying to be perfect. Sometimes man try to be so perfect when he dresses. And yeah, I was talking about myself. When you're dressing, you try to make sure everything is in place. But you forget you got to sit down and stuff don't move. But you ain't perfect. You just do your best and move on. That's all God wants us to do. Our best and move on. Because he's going to be with us whithersoever we go. So you ain't got to worry about nothing. Because we are joint heir to all things. Joint heir to all of his manifestation. That's why we're living. That's why you can live through the pain. You can be hurting like all crazy. But you ain't dead. Pain can't kill you. Ha, Kobobo Shaka. God make us to live so that we can feel it, so that we can endure it, just like he done it. So that when we get tired of it, we can say unto yonder mountain. When you get sick and tired of something, when you begin to speak those words that flow from your mouth as rivers of living water, then life begins to take its activity just like it always has, and it's going to keep on living. Glory to God, it's going to keep on living. It's going to keep on living until Christ says it's over. And then when Christ calls us from this earth, that soul and life is going to live on eternally. Just like we are heir to eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I'm going to duck every doctor I can. Yeah, I'm going to see him and get my physical and all that stuff. And I ain't on no pills. I got a little hay fever stuff. And he give me them pills. He renew them all that, you know, and I take them as needed. He tried to tell me, take one a day. I said, well, you know, I go to tell him. He think he know my history. I have to tell him my history. You have to tell a doctor your history. They don't know it. You know, they write down what you tell them. So when I told him about my hate, he said, well, you just take it as needed. That's what I do. I got a bottle now. I probably done had it 2 years because I ain't took none. Sometimes I just sneeze on. Trust God. Say, God, I asked you 10 years ago to heal me of this allergy, and I'm believing you. So I'm going to sneeze on. Why? Because my life is still living. I ain't dead because I'm sneezing. I ain't dead because I got hay fever. I'm alive in Christ Jesus because he gave me that life. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. If you need prayer, some things come by prayer and fasting. Come on down tonight in the altar. Come on down. We all need prayer, so just make your way on down. We all need prayer. I don't turn down nobody's prayer. When somebody want to pray for me, I let them pray. If they are Muslim and they want to pray, let them pray. Because if they don't believe, they're just saying words anyway. It ain't going to bother me. And if they pray and my spirit don't bear witness with them, sister, they ain't praying. And I don't believe in all that old witchcraft stuff. You know, like they were saying, the reason why the man was a lunatic mean moon something. They thought he was, it was caused according to the moon. I got it in my footnote to tell you now. I don't believe in that. I believe in Jesus. Because he's the only one that can work a miracle. Nobody else working a miracle. That doctor, he was going to use his skills. Sometimes your skills ain't good enough. I just wasn't trusting him, sister. That's all. I'm going to just flat out tell you, I was just not trusting him. Praise God. That's why I talk about my back all the time, because God healed me. You know, I have to muster up some more faith to believe something else, but I had enough that day. Because I was pushed over. I remember my experiences of the skilled doctors. Waiting for me. Praise God. Join somebody by the hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we pray right now. God, as we touch upon your word and your power. God, you are all power in heaven and earth. And God, we have access to that power. God, we are heir, God, to all things. So that means your power. That means everything, God, that you have. We are joint heir. And God, we pray right now, God, that you will manifest to more in our lives, oh Lord God. Father, help us along the way and keep us along the way. Because without you, we can do nothing, God. We can't make it if you don't show us the way. Jesus, you came for that very purpose, to show us, oh Lord God. And God, we're not going to let go of your changing hand, God. We're going to hold on, God. God, if you walk the water again, we're going to walk with you, glory to God. If you climb the mountain, we're going to climb the mountain with you, Lord. Because we know, God, if we stand on your word, if we have faith in you, God, you're going to deliver us, God. And God, I pray right now, God, that you strengthen us, God, by your power and by your might, God, that you have your way, God, for your way is the right way. Your way is the only way, God. There is no other way. If we are going to make it, we're going to make it in you, God. God, I lift up your mighty name and I praise you right now and I thank you, Lord God, for coming into our life in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, give God some praise.